The greater city of Sudbury will be the environmental loser of the future for several reasons. The Kingsway Entertainment District project will adversely affect Ramsey Lake due to additional salt from parking spaces and roads. This will result in a rise in blue-green algae that will be detrimental to pleasure activities. This may also have serious consequences for the drinking water of Sudbury. The jewel in the crown of the City of Lakes will be changed forever. For this alone, the KED project should be rethought. The potential sale of Laurentian University's green spaces to a developer will further compromise Lake Ramsey and will wreak further havoc on the natural beauty of the area. Sudbury's population has not grown in years. Why is all this appalling building development going on? From the days of sulfuric emissions and the moonscape, Sudbury has regreened the area and has become a standard bearer for environmental regeneration. The beauty of evergreen trees and green vegetation where formerly there was an acidic desert highlight how far this city has come. Are we going to lose that reputation due to a lack of foresight? It seems that the greater city of Sudbury has forgotten that there is a global climate crisis. However, there is little movement to move away from fossil fuels. The citizens of Sudbury are addicted to big gas guzzlers. By 2030, if things do not change, the global temperature will continue to rise and that will cause global devastation, more wildfires, floods, etc. Does anyone in Sudbury realize that or do they care? The death knell is tolling for the whole world. There should be a move towards hybrid and electric vehicles and better transit. However, in Sudbury, and particularly with the KED project, the move is towards more vehicular traffic on our poorly maintained roads. The bell is tolling for the environment. Do we want to be a part of the solution or one of the reasons for its demise? Claire Ann Greco, Sudbury.